Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. When you think of someone who is resilient, what images come to mind? Someone who can bounce back easily from a disappointment? Someone who smiles through adversity? Someone who's tough mentally and spiritually? While all of these may be true, the American Psychological Association defines resilience as, quote, adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress, close quote. In 1962, psychologist Victor Gertzel and his wife Mildred did a study and wrote a book about 400 famous people, or people who had had a major impact on society. And out of the 400, they found that about 75%, or 300 of those people, had overcome a major adversity in their lives, such as poverty, death of a parent, alcoholism, divorce, or a serious illness, among other problems. They concluded that, quote, a normal person is not a likely candidate for the Hall of Fame, close quote. Being resilient is more than just getting over a minor setback or making it through a temporary challenge. It's an attitude of power and grit. It's a way of approaching the battlefield of life. It's mental and spiritual strength. Oftentimes we think that a debilitating event or circumstance can scar us for life and permanently set us back from accomplishing anything good in the future. But what if the scars that adversity left were the fuel that we needed to power forward and to make our futures even better? In 1955, another set of psychologists, Drs. Emmy Werner and Ruth Smith, studied children in adverse home life situations in Hawaii, and they followed them into adulthood to see how successful they became. In the successful people that they studied, they concluded a few major findings. Number one, these were active problem solvers. They were mentally strong people. They saw adverse things as challenges to be overcome rather than threats to their existence and way of life. They also found that though these people weren't necessarily gifted or extra talented, they did use whatever strengths that they had to their advantage. They found that these people sought out support from friends, teachers, neighbors, or relatives who cared about them. Because as we know, success isn't determined mainly by your talents, but by the good people around you who support and uplift you. They also found that these people made plans to better themselves, and they set ambitious but realistic goals for their futures. And in early adulthood, these people seized opportunities to improve their lives, either by attending college, joining the military, changing jobs, or marrying a supportive partner. To overcome their challenges, these people remembered what they had done in the past to be successful. And I would add that they remembered what God and what others around them helped them to do in the past. The majority of these successful individuals reported that their most important asset was determination. The LDS Church leadership is full of some very successful individuals who have also had to overcome major life adversities. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the LDS Quorum of the Twelve Apostles lost his father when he was just a young boy, and his mother had difficulty coping with this situation, and she was sent to live at a mental hospital for a while, so Elder Oaks was raised by his grandparents for a few years. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf was a refugee as a young boy in Germany, and he and his family traveled across the country living in ramshackle, poverty-stricken conditions. Sister Reina Aberto, who is the second counselor in the General Relief Society presidency, had a brother who was killed by a devastating earthquake in Nicaragua when they were young, and then later in her life, she went on to survive a divorce from a drug and alcohol-addicted husband while she had a young son. Elder Renland of the LDS Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, his wife Ruth was undergoing some cancer treatments while he was a young father and serving as a bishop. The list goes on. But through every adversity in life that we face, we need to remember the Savior's promise to us that's given in John chapter 14, verse 18. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And just reading that and knowing that gives me peace, and I hope that that can give you peace as well. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.